Hello, ladies and wonderful people. Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Oh my God. Let's talk about empathy. Empathy and being a more empathetic person, and I guess understanding and listening to other human beings, is something that I used to really suck ass at. And it's something that I think I've gotten pretty decent at. Obviously, it helps a lot with coaching and things like that. But I really didn't used to be very good at listening to people or understanding. I was a little bit arrogant. Okay, I'll be honest. I was a very big bit arrogant for the longest time, most of my life. I had a massive ego. I thought that I was better than other human beings. Up until as recently as maybe like, I don't know, like 3 years ago, I really did used to think that I was like king of the world and I was like top shit and I was hot shit. And I wasn't very good at empathizing with other people. But as I've come to be a more empathetic person, man, it is such an amazing skill to level up and improve and have, because obviously it makes you a better coach, it makes you a better lover, it makes you a better friend, it makes you a better family member, it makes it easier to go to work and to kick ass there and do all sorts of things and improve at your career. Empathy is a skill that's just amazing at connecting to other human beings. And you'll notice I keep referring to it as a skill. And it literally is just a skill that you can level up and improve. Patience with people is a skill that you can level up as well. The ability to understand others. Yep, that's just another skill that you can level up. And by the way, pretty much everything in life is a skill that you can improve. Like, we're not fixed. We're not stuck. We can improve. And this is something I talk about in my Play to Win video course. I have a chapter. It's like the first chapter where I talk about growth mindset versus fixed mindset. And a growth mindset believes that you can improve things and everything is a skill and you can level up and improve. And a fixed mindset is where you think, you know, this person is an empathetic person. I'm not an empathetic person. You think that we're just sort of fixed or stuck how we are. So if you're interested, grab the video course. There's a link in the description. You can pay $1 for it. I talk about these concepts a lot more. But I really want to drill into it or drill it into you that empathy and being kind to people and relating to other human beings and understanding them, these are just skills that we can practice, right? And obviously, the first step of improving any skill is, drum roll, please, dun, 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 give yourself permission to suck. You know, like I said, I wasn't always the most empathetic person. I wasn't trying to be unempathetic, but I just wasn't particularly practiced at being empathetic. So I just aimed to be a tiny little bit more empathetic each week, each month, each year. And that's all I ever really did, you know, progress, not perfection. And some things that really helped me in terms of being a little bit more empathetic, and I guess as well, being a little bit more humble, because humility goes a long way towards empathy. You know, I used to have a big ego. I used to think that I was right all the time. And it can be very hard to empathize with other people if you think they're wrong and you're right. But one of the things that helped me the most to be a bit more humble and a bit more empathetic, honestly, it was just getting my ass kicked by life a lot of times. It really helped with humility. You know, I used to think that I was hot shit up until, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago. I know I said 3 years ago, but it's probably more like 5 or 6 years ago that I really started embracing humility and being more empathetic. So up until like 5 years ago, maybe when I was like 31, maybe 30, I used to think that I was correct all the time. I used to argue with people. I used to be convinced that my way was correct and they were wrong. And life just proved me wrong so many times. Like, I was shown to be objectively wrong on stuff that I was absolutely convinced that I was right about. And this happened multiple times on some really big things. And that really helped me go, okay, maybe I don't know everything. Maybe somebody else might have something that I could learn from. Maybe they're correct and I'm not. Maybe it's not even about being correct. Maybe they just have a different viewpoint to me. And that helped me be a little bit more humble and empathize with others more. And so if empathy and understanding other human beings is something that you would like to practice and improve a little bit, you can start by literally exploring some of your ideas and seeing where you could possibly be incorrect, or there could be some room for extra interpretation. You know, maybe you're not as smart as you think you are. Maybe you're not as perfect as you think you are. Maybe your ego isn't correct, even though it likes to tell you that you're correct 100% of the time. Maybe somebody else has a viewpoint that you could be open to. And so you can literally start practicing being more open-minded, literally being less judgmental. That is a skill that you can level up, and it's something that I leveled up. Another way to do that is If there's any groups of people or any particular types of people that you're very judgmental around, like I used to be very judgmental around feminists. I had read a lot of red pill material and they tend to be very anti-feminists. And I just assumed that all feminists were angry, you know, women who need to have more sex and they're all bitches and they're all on their period, you know, not particularly open-minded of me, but that's what I believed at the time. And so I tried, and it took a little bit of courage, but I tried talking to some feminists, literally. And I tried just seeing if they could be correct, seeing if, you know, maybe I could be friends with them, seeing if I didn't have to hate them, basically showing myself that they're just normal human beings who happen to believe something. That doesn't mean they're right. That doesn't mean they're wrong. That doesn't mean that I'm right or that I'm wrong. They literally just have a certain viewpoint. The same way that you might find someone who's a football fan. That doesn't mean they're right or wrong. They just are a fan of football. Feminists are a fan of feminism. And so I met some of these people and I saw, oh, wait, they're just human beings. I did the same with religion. I used to be so unbelievably atheist and judgmental when it came to anyone who was religious or believed in the concept of God, which I find utterly hilarious now. But I used to be so judgmental. And when I say I find it hilarious, I mean, I find it hilarious that I used to be so judgmental towards people, given I'm, you know, on this beautiful spiritual path myself. And obviously religion and spirituality are different, but that's a separate discussion. Anyway, I used to be very judgmental against people who were religious. And I just tried meeting a few. Literally, I went to meetup.com and I found a few Christian meetup groups and religion meetup groups and conservative meetup groups. And I met them. And I listened to them and I said, okay, tell me what you believe. By the way, I'm atheist or I don't really believe in the Bible, but I really want to listen. Another thing I did is I started reading a bunch of ancient religious textbooks. I started reading, I don't know how familiar any of you are going to be with any of this sort of stuff, but I read everything that Mother Teresa wrote. And I was like, holy shit, I love this stuff. Why is this so amazing? Holy crap. Like, why did I just assume she was just some random nun, like some religious nun. Oh my God, her philosophy is like absolutely amazing to me. I started reading some of the ancient Christian like mystics, like Thomas A. Kempis, St. Therese of Avila, St. John of the Cross, you know, a bunch of these old like Christian mystics. And yeah, there's a lot of religious stuff in there that I don't necessarily vibe with, but reading between all of that, I was like, damn, some of this stuff is amazing. And so I literally just taught myself or practiced being a little bit more open-minded. And I've done this systematically I've systematically gone through pretty much every group that I judge or that I think, you know, I'm better than them or they're wrong or they're silly or something like that. I've gone through and basically seen, is there anything I agree with? Can I view them as a human being instead of just dismissing them outright? I've done the same with certain YouTube channels that I had dismissed in the past. I go and watch a little bit and I go, okay, maybe I don't fully agree with them, but I can see where they're coming from. And that's all empathy really is. It's just understanding. Understanding is probably a better word than empathy. I think when we use the word empathy, a lot of people go, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to empathize with someone I don't like. Okay, you don't have to like or empathize with someone that you don't like, but can you understand where they're coming from? Even if you don't agree with it, can you just understand? And that goes a long way to empathizing with your fellow human beings. Something else that I did to really practice my empathy, and I guess just listening to other people, was exactly that. Listening to other people when I was hanging out with them. I'm someone that usually likes to talk a lot, in case you couldn't figure that out by how long I talk on all of these podcasts and the YouTube video. And I would often get very excited and interrupt people. And you might see that from time to time if you go on my YouTube channel. When I'm talking to Imogen, I get excited and I interrupt. And so what I've done over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, is I will practice, and I'm not always perfect with this, but we don't need to be, I will practice just literally shutting my mouth. You know, I will in my head go, shut up, shut up, shut up, just listen, don't say anything, don't say anything. Or I will say, hold your tongue. That is my favorite thing to say. I'll be like, hold your tongue, don't say anything, hold your tongue. And I just won't say anything. I'll literally just listen. And I found that this actually made me more peaceful, more able to listen, more empathetic. Literally just listening and being in silence, sitting there silently and letting the other person have the floor or have the stage for a little bit. There's a really great Mother Teresa quote that sums this up. In the silence of the heart, God speaks. And in this case, you can kind of reword that to when you're silent and you just listen, beautiful things happen. You actually get to listen. You actually get to empathize with the other person. When you're not desperately trying to talk or trying to say something that'll make them think you're smart or trying to be correct or trying to, you know, correct them anytime they make a mistake or something like that. If you can just kind of shut up and be silent and sit there in the silence, you might actually learn something. You might actually empathize. You might actually grow a little closer to that person. You might find out something that improves or changes your life. If you're not so busy trying to get them to like you or validate you or give you attention or tell you that you're smart or think highly of you. On a very similar note, I got pretty decent with practice at something called holding space, which basically just means, you know, if someone's feeling emotional or they're sad or whatever, you're able to hold some space for them. You're able to sit there and sort of listen and give them a little bit of a safe space to share what they're annoyed about, share what they're sad about, share what they're pissed off about, whatever it might be. And that was just practice. And the way that I would do that is I would say to my friends, or I would say to random people that I met, or I would say to girls that I was dating, tell me how you're feeling. Or if they're sad about something, I'd say, do you want me to listen? And I would just, again, sit there in silence and I would shut my mouth. And that's all listening and empathizing is. It's not necessarily having the correct thing to say or, you know, being super charismatic or if they say something, I have to know how to reassure them or make them feel better. No, sometimes people, a lot of the time, people just want someone to fucking listen. And so a lot of empathy is just shutting your mouth and listening, literally saying nothing. And you can sit there for 20 minutes at a time without really saying much. And if they say, you know, what do you think? You can say what you think, or you can say, I'm happy to just keep listening, or, you know, keep talking. Like, I'm here. I understand. I'm listening. And dating girls has absolutely helped me with this, especially long-term relationships like the one that I have with Imogen. I've practiced just listening to women instead of trying to fix them or tell them why they're wrong or improve their situation. A lot of the time, women, especially when they're talking about something that's making them emotional or something that's bothering them, they literally just want to talk and be heard. And so again, I found if I could just shut my mouth and listen and not really say much at all other than, yeah, I hear you, I'm listening, keep talking, I'm here for you, what would you like from me, you know, any of these sort of things, I found that just listening to women that I was dating helped so much. I obviously do the same thing with coaching. That has helped immensely with empathy because you're obviously sitting there to help people with their problems. But you get to meet such a wide variety of human beings, and especially like in my YouTube comment section as well, you'll get just people that you otherwise never would have met. I've met, I don't know how many people, thousands of people at this point, I guess. Like, I've talked to thousands of people, and you get to see such a wide variety of perspectives and preferences and likes and dislikes and human beings and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a really good way to build some empathy. And that's another way to build empathy is just meet a bunch of different people. You know, obviously, if you're going out there and you're dating multiple people or lots of people or going on lots of dates or whatever, that's a great way to meet a lot of human beings. If you go to meetup.com and just meet some friends and do some social stuff, that's a great way to meet other human beings. Traveling is obviously a great way to meet lots of other human beings and see that there's different cultures, different perspectives. And that's a really, really, really easy, simple way to build empathy is just meet a lot of people with different perspectives and cultures. And then do your best to understand them. Ask a lot of questions. Say, like, why do you do that? You know, how come you guys do this? If you meet someone who's religious, why do you believe in God? Tell me what your prayer looks like. What do you do in church? Like, just ask random questions and be genuinely interested. And you don't have to know what to say in return. You can just ask a bunch of questions, or almost like you're trying to do an interview or an investigation or something. That's all I've ever done. I've always been a naturally curious person, almost to the point of maybe autism. And I would just ask a bunch of autistic questions. Why do you do that? How come you do this? Why do you do that? What's this like? Oh, why do you do this? And then as I understand more and more, empathy comes with that. Again, empathy really is just understanding. It's knowledge. Just knowing something about someone means you automatically empathize a little bit more. Something else that helped me build empathy was realizing that other people just have a different rule book to me. In other words, they're not right or wrong with the way that they go through their life. They just have a different set of rules, a different set of preferences and likes and dislikes. Their opinions aren't wrong. The way that they're living their life isn't wrong or dumb, or they should do it better, or they really should be doing this. They're just doing something different to me. And you can go a little deeper on that. And if you find yourself thinking, oh, this person shouldn't be doing that, or they should be living their life, you know, like this instead. Can you absolutely know that they're wrong living their life that way? You can kind of think in your own life, have there been any times that you have ever been wrong? Probably many times, right? It's probably been a million times that you were wrong about something. So maybe you're sitting there thinking, you know, this person is wrong. But what if you turn out to be wrong again about that statement, like has happened in the past? You've been wrong in the past. What if you're wrong about this? What if when you're sitting there saying, this person shouldn't do this, they should be more like this, they should get their shit together, they shouldn't do drugs, you know, they should have more ambitions, she should lose weight, he should be kinder to his kids, that woman should stop abusing her kids in public, whatever you might be thinking that's sort of disconnecting you from the other person. Because when we judge someone, we're not really connected to them. We're sort of sitting on our moral high horse saying that we're better than them. But what if you're wrong about this? What if they're just doing the best that they possibly can? And that last statement that I said is something that I, as well, has brought me so much empathy towards my fellow human beings, realizing that everybody is just trying to do the best that they possibly can in that moment. And sometimes they might be stumbling and suffering and doing things that we look at and we go, Jesus Christ, why are you doing that? But they're doing it because that's the best they can do at that point in time. And you can kind of look back at your own life and say, has there ever been any moments where, wow, I really just didn't have my shit together? And other people were saying to me, why the hell are you doing that? And pretty much all of us, if we're honest, are going to say, yeah, there's been tons of times when I didn't have my shit together and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Okay, well, then that can help us cut that other person some slack, you know? After all, we've never really been perfect. Maybe they're not perfect. And maybe right now, they're doing what they believe to be the best that they possibly can in their own life. And maybe we would do something different. Maybe we would do it better, if you want to phrase it like that. Maybe we'd have a different opinion or a different way of doing things, but they're doing their best. They're not trying to be a fuck up. Nobody tries to intentionally be a fuck up. It might appear that way, you know, if somebody's just constantly self-sabotaging themselves, or they're constantly doing the same things over and over again that keep making them unhappy, but they're not trying to. They're either addicted to something, they're stuck in a thought pattern, they believe that they don't deserve any better, they don't have the tools or the knowledge to do something a little better or to improve themselves, they think that it's hopeless, they feel depressed. There are all these different factors as to why somebody does something that's bringing them unhappiness, but they're trying to do their best. They're not going, hey, I should fucking make my life suck as much as possible. Nobody thinks that. And so everybody's trying to do the best that they can, just like us. And realizing that, you can kind of see your fellow human beings as just like you. You know, they're all people exactly like us. There's obviously a lot more things that I've done to improve my empathy over the, you know, last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. There are so many books that have helped me. All of Mother Teresa's books are great for empathy. Byron Katie's books, like I Need Your Love, Is That True? And Loving What Is, those are amazing for empathy. There are all these different beautiful, amazing books. Letting Go and The Map of Consciousness Explained, both of those are by David Hawkins. Those are both great books for empathy. But really, more than anything, like I said, it's just practice. That's all I've ever done. I've just leveled up the skill as if I'm playing a video game and I'm just grinding, you know, XP and trying to level up my stats of empathy, patience, compassion, and all of that understanding. They're just stats. We're just playing a video game, and this is all fun. You can level up these things if you want to. If you don't want to be more empathetic, that's fine. It's your life. You can level up whatever stats you want to. And if you want more help leveling up your empathy or building social circles or dating or relationships or sex or business or anything else, you all know I offer coaching. You can jump on a free call with me to make sure that you're a good fit for the program. I will leave a link in the description below. We would absolutely love to have you. We'd love to give you that life that you have been dreaming of, wanting for such a long time. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals.